The Denver March for Reproductive Rights drew around 5,000 attendees Saturday morning to push back against the steady chipping away of the right to a safe, legal abortion. Susie Schuckman is a lead organizer of Women's March Denver.
Today's demonstration is in solidarity with those impacted by the vicious and heinous restrictions being placed upon abortion access in Texas. We're already seeing impacts to our providers here in Colorado from people fleeing Texas trying to find that essential health care. There are many other cities participating today, which shows and demonstrates the need for us to continue this work, which we will continue to advocate for within our region and stand in solidarity with those across the country.
The lawn at the Colorado State Capitol filled with protesters gathered to hear from speakers, including CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, Vicki Cowart. After stepping down from the podium, Cowart told KGNU that her organization is already seeing evidence of Texan women with the means having to travel out of state for abortion services.
A lot of folks are coming, but think about the people who don't have a working car, don't have the gas money, don't have the time off from work, there's a whole complicated, imagine having to put your life on hold to go get your health care in a state that's 600 miles away. It's complicated, and not everybody can do that, and it's really hitting people hard. This is forced pregnancy for the people who can't get here. They are going to, the state is going to cause them to have a child that they didn't plan for and wasn't in their life plan.
Rallygoers shared in that frustration, including an older woman bearing a sign that said, "Against abortion, get a vasectomy."
To me, abortion is not the problem, it's a symptom. And until we address the problem, nothing's going to change. This has been going on for millennia and will continue to do so if we don't address the problem.
So were you out and protesting before Roe was decided?
Yes. I've been out protesting since the 60s. My arm's getting tired of carrying this sign over decades.
A handful of counter-protesters were in attendance, but their voices were drowned out by supporters of reproductive rights.
You're outnumbered! You're outnumbered! You're outnumbered!
The increasingly restrictive political climate in Texas has prompted some of its residents to move to other states. Christina Taylor is a mother of two kids and is originally from Texas. She now lives in Colorado, where she was able to access an abortion at 20 weeks gestation after it became clear her pregnancy was high risk and the child she was carrying had no chance of survival outside of the womb.
I needed abortion care and I got it. And it was kind of amazing that it wasn't a thing. It wasn't a fight. And so I just want Coloradans to know how fortunate we are here. And we have a responsibility to hold the line, because so many people come from out of state. So many people come here for abortion care, and it's something that we can very easily take for granted if we're not in a position to need it, or, you know, if, especially, you know, like families who want children. You know, you never know, like me, I never thought that I would need an abortion, and I did. I wanted to have a million kids, and I have, and it's been wonderful, and abortion is part of the reason why I've been able to do that.
Participants of the Women's March Denver Reproductive Rights Rally included women and men, young and old.
My name is Barbara Forney, and I just brought it out to come out to let everybody know that this is our body, and we should not be dictated on what's right with our body.
And who's joining you today?
That would be my daughter and my mother, so three generations.
The mood among those in attendance was one of positivity and camaraderie, but one theme seemed shared by all. Frustration.
What brought me out is what brought all these, I have no idea, I'm not good with numbers, but probably 1,000 people out here today, because we do value the fact that women need to be safe and always protected and always able to make their own choices and decisions.
March participant Roz Heisey said that while having to push back against encroachments on the reproductive rights of women over decades can be disheartening, she was glad to see a broader range of supporters.
I would just like to add that I am thrilled to see so many men here supporting the issue as well, so many young people, children. You know, I've been working on this issue for 50 years, and cannot believe we're still having this conversation.
For KGNU, I'm Verity Matthews in Denver.